Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Radio Gallery celebrates the contribution and passion for the arts of local artist, teacher, and museum docent Bill Shipley. This week, he is honored with a Lifetime Artist's Award from the Depot Foundation.
I am Bill Shipley, and I am a painter who's been working largely watercolor for most of my career, but lately acrylic paintings. And I've been drawing since I was a little boy on any material I can find. And I'm a graduate of UMD, class of 1966, a studio art degree and a minor in art history, then to University of Iowa for my master's degree. Then, luckily, became a fellow at the Fine Arts Work Center in Provincetown, Massachusetts, where I studied with Myron Stout, very, very important artist, teacher, mentor to young painters. From there, I moved to New York City, where I tried to be a struggling artist, but it didn't work because the expense of living in New York, and I needed a secure income, so I became a teacher of art at a private school and stayed there for basically my career.
Are you still painting?
Oh, I paint every single day, every day, every day. Sometimes I'll get up middle of the night and realize there's something that has to be changed in that painting, and I dream about it. I get up and I make the change, and I'm famous for painting over previous paintings, leaving some of the earlier work showing. So there's almost like a history of what I've been doing on the painting.
What is it that you think is your signature, whether it's a style or a topic? What inspires you?
I'm almost a scavenger from art history, and I am heavily influenced by New York school painters, the New York's abstract expressionist group. George Morrison, a local artist, has influenced me a lot, too. My work is a little less landscape and a little more what I call geometric abstraction. If you look at my paintings, you might think of Paul Klee, the Swiss artist who developed a sort of playful geometry with some hints of figuration. But you can find Mark Rothko in my work. You can find de Kooning. So I've been told that my work is more about drawing than it is painting. But the distinction between the two and how they overlap and when a line becomes a shape or does it stay as a line, these are things that interest me in my work. There's a good deal of play between the space, the negative space, and a form or a figure or a square. Lately, I'm working with squares of color floating, but my earlier work was in a kind of an abstract gestural style, a lot of horizontals. I think I got that from George Morrison's work. So,
tell us about the award that you're receiving.
Well, I love when I have, as a teacher, we love recognition. And this is from the Depot Foundation. Every year they give a Lifetime Achievement Award in Arts and Culture. It's a long title. It just feels great to be recognized for the work that I do as a teacher here, as a docent, a tour guide at the museum.
How does it feel to still be discovering new art and seeing new artists up and coming?
Oh, it's thrilling. It's very encouraging to see a number of students that I had go on to become artists of some note. The funny thing is I would be coming back to school every now and then. I'd be in the faculty lounge and a student who I wouldn't even remember would come in, recognize me, and go on and on about how important I was, and they've ended up being successful architects or whatever. And I would be baffled trying to remember the kid's name. But it makes you feel good that you made an impact, even though you didn't know it at the time. So, that's part of the joys of the being a teacher, I guess. So,
Bill Shipley, honored with an Arts and Culture Award from the Depot Foundation at the awards presentation tonight, Wednesday, October 22nd, from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at the St. Louis County Heritage and Arts Center in Duluth. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen and Molly Strife. Music by Willie Murphy, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. Listen to this episode again at KUMD.org. Just click on Arts. And if you appreciate the arts coverage this program brings to the Northland, send your comments to KUMD@KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.